Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Oh, wonderful love. So high, I can't get over it. So low, I can't get under it. So wide, can't get round it. Oh, wonderful love.
Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Oh, wonderful love. So high, can't get over it. So low, can't get under it. So wide, can't get round it. Oh, wonderful love.
Hello and welcome to a very special edition of the Holy Half Hour here on 3TFM, your local radio station, with me, your host, the Reverend Alec Noble, Minister of Saltcoats North Parish Church. It's good to have your company this evening, otherwise I'd be sitting here talking to myself. Tonight's a very special programme because the whole half hour, if you pardon the expression, the whole half hour is devoted to one thing, just Psalm 23. Psalm 23 stands out as being so remarkable that it deserves at least a programme to itself. Why is it so special? Because it stood the test of time for 3,000 years, no less. People in every age, all across the globe, in many diverse cultures, have all found that it strikes a chord in their deepest souls. It's been a Jewish and Christian favourite hymn at funerals and weddings, as well as in weekly services. Even non-churched people, even supposedly non-believers, know it well from frequent hearing of it at funerals. It is instantly recognisable. So here is the familiar version of it, sung by the Glasgow Phoenix Choir.
Thank you.
I'm sure that brings back many mixed emotions. That was the famous tune Crimond. I was actually born and brought up just 7 miles from the village of Crimond in Aberdeenshire. I remember going to the funeral of the minister of Crimond. Guess what they played at his funeral? It was very special singing it that day, as you can imagine. The tune is called Crimond because the organist of the local church, a Mrs. Jessie Seymour Irvine, 1836 to 1887, won a competition to compose a new tune for Psalm 23, and she called her new tune after her village's name. However, Psalm 23 can also be sung to a whole host of different tunes. Just to give you some idea and some sample of the various tunes, I've invited a good friend, Margaret Armstrong, who faithfully plays the piano for us in Saltcoats North Parish Church and who plays at Arranview Nursing Home and South Beach Homes as well. I've asked her to come and give us a little medley of the different tunes. So see how many of these tunes you can name. Take it away, Margaret.
Thank you.
So, thank you very much, Margaret. It takes a lot of skill to play so many tunes in such quick succession. And we'll hear more from Margaret in a few minutes. Meanwhile, how many did you guess right? Did you spot Crimond, Wiltshire, Orlington, Amazing Grace, Rowan Tree, The Sky Boat Song, and Brother James's Ear? And there are many other tunes as well we could have played. Anyway, here's another version which I'm sure you will recognise. It's the theme tune to a very well-known and loved TV comedy. Can you guess which one? Well, I'm sure you guessed it. Yes, it is The Vicar of Dibley, and it was sung there by Catherine Jenkins. You see what I mean about Psalm 23. You cannot escape it even if you never go to church. It's part of our culture. I'll tell you a professional secret about Psalm 23. When I'm in the crematorium and announce the Lord's my shepherd as hymn 387 in the Red Book, that's the CH3 hymnary, experience tells me that I don't need to look up number 387. All I need to do is let the hymn book fall open, and it will always fall open at that page, because it's the most sung hymn at funerals. In fact, the pages of the hymn books are all worn through at the points where people's thumbs hold the book open. You check the next time you are there. The seed thought of the whole psalm is that God, or Jesus, is the good shepherd, and we are all his flock. And he cares personally for each one of his sheep, whether we're black sheep or not. Jesus called himself the Good Shepherd in John chapter 10. But it goes way back to Ezekiel chapter 34 or Isaiah 40 and Psalm 23. My mother made a tapestry of the famous painting, Jesus the Good Shepherd, and gave it to me for my birthday. It hangs on my wall, and each time I look at it, I identify with different sheep in the picture. Jesus dominates the whole picture, but on a good day, I identify with the fit young sheep skipping out in front of him, On a bad day, I identify with the old codger sheep lagging behind. And on very bad days, I identify myself with the little helpless lamb whom Jesus has stooped down and picked up and is holding close to his breast. As the chorus says, safe in the arms of Jesus, safe on his gentle breast, there by his love o'ershaded, sweetly my soul shall rest. From David the shepherd boy in Israel 3,000 years ago, till our chat tonight, countless millions of people have been greatly comforted with the thought that Jesus, our God, is our personal shepherd, looking after me when I'm sheepish and frightened. It's easy to say, it's a nice thought, but your life changes forever the moment you realise how real it is. It's an incredibly personal statement of faith. In only 19 lines, it has the personal pronouns I, me, my or mine 19 times. It's the most personal passage in the entire Bible. So here's Margaret Armstrong again to give us two repackagings or versions of Psalm 23. The first one is The King of Love, My Shepherd Is, which we sang at my own wedding. And the second one is In Heavenly Love Abiding. Over the years, I've built up a Psalm 23 file of various versions of the words. I've even started a hobby of rewriting it in my own words to fit different occasions. Try it for yourself after the programme. So here's a selection of different forms of Psalm 23. And to help me, I've got with me Lynwyn Rourke and Patricia Noble, and here's a few versions.
This is the King James Version. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness in his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table for me in the presence of mine enemy. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
This is Psalm 23 in the Good News Bible, a bit more modern. The Lord is my shepherd, I have everything I need. He lets me rest in fields of green grass and leads me to quiet pools of fresh water. He gives me new strength. He guides me in the right paths as he promised. Even if I go through the deepest darkness, I will not be afraid, Lord, for you are with me. Your shepherd's rod and staff protect me. You prepare a banquet for me where all my enemies can see me. You welcome me as an honoured guest and fill my cup to the brim. I know that your goodness and love will be with me all my life, and your house will be my home as long as I live.
And this is from my home area in Aberdeenshire. This is in the Dorrick. Wha is my shepherd, weel I ken. The Lord himsel is he. He leads me whar the gerses green and burnies quiet that be. Aft times I fain astray would gang, and when are far awa. He fends me out, he puts me recht, and brings me hame and a. Though I pass through the gruesome cloch, fin I ken he's near, his muckle crook will me defend, say I he nocht to fear. Elk comfort whilk a sheep could need, his thochtfu care provides. Though wolves and dogs may prowl about, in safety me he hides. His goodness and his mercy bathe, nae doubt will bide wi' me, while folded on the folds o' time, or o' eternity.
This is the golfer's psalm. The Lord is our caddy and coach, we shall not bogey. He accompanies us throughout the golf course. He prompts us with good advice. He marks our card. He points us to the right pin placements for his name's sake. Yea, though we hook and shank through the fairway and the rough, we will fear no bunkers, for you are with us. Your love and your care, they protect us. You prepare a reception for us in the 19th hole heavenly clubhouse. You bless us on course. Our trolleys run smoothly. Surely birdies and eagles shall help us on the scorecard we make, and we shall rest in the clubhouse of our God forever.
This one is the Lifeboat Psalm, and is Mr. Noble's adaptation of Psalm 23, especially written for the dedication service of Dunbar Lifeboat on Saturday, 7th September 1996. The Lord is my lifeboat, I shall not drown. He rescues me from the wild seas. He bears me home to the safe haven. He restores my soul and sets my feet upon a firm rock for his name's sake. Even though I sail through the storms and gales of the deep ocean, I will fear no harm. For you are with me, your chart and compass steer me. You plot the way home for me through the raging waves. You calm my trembling heart, my joy runs over. Truly sacrificial love protects me all the days of my life, and I will rest in the harbour of the Lord forever.
And now for something completely different, this is the tabloid version of Psalm 23. Lost sheep, find shepherd. Last night, Israel's King David revealed some of his innermost and deepest secrets. The former giant killer confessed to feeling sheepish and frightened quite often. Although he's a man of considerable wealth and power, underneath he was a fragile wee lamb. He admitted that the recent death of his son Absalom had gutted him. However, he went on to say to a packed news conference that he was getting over it gradually because he had divine help. The former shepherd boy who gave up his life with a crook for that of a king with a sceptre confided, God is my shepherd, so I'll be okay. He calms me down and gives me rest, like sheep lying down in green pastures. He gives me new strength and keeps me on the straight and narrow path as he has promised. King David went on to say that even if he went through the deepest, darkest valley, he would not be afraid because God was with him, the good shepherd, to protect him with his rod and staff. Continuing in his reflective mood, the king reckoned that God, who had brought him through all of life's ups and downs up till now, would continue to do so. Speaking as if talking directly to God himself, he said, "You prepare a feast for me, where all my enemies will see me. You welcome me like an honoured guest and lavish hospitality on me. I know that your goodness and love will be with me all my life, and your house will be my home forever."
And this is the lorry driver's psalm. The Lord is our lorry driver. We shall not crash. He transports us along the dark roads. He steers us with safe hands. He keeps our log. He drives us along the best routes of goodness for his name's sake. Yea, though we drive through the hills and valleys of life, we will fear no danger, for you are with us. Your love and your care, they protect us. You prepare a homecoming welcome for us in the homeland of eternity. You bless us on your way. Our lorry rides smoothly. Surely sunlight and starlight shall favour us on the journey we make, and we shall rest in the depot of our God forever. Amen.
And this one is called the Accountant's Psalm, very salutary in certain times of economic recession. The Lord is my accountant, I shall not go bust. He advises me throughout market forces and trends. He keeps my ledgers. He guides me into profitable investments as he has promised. Even if I go through the deepest slump and recession, I will not be afraid, Lord, for you are with me. Your accountant's wisdom and instinct underwrite me. You prepare a windfall return for me, where all my rival competitors can see me. You welcome me as an honoured guest and fill my credit columns to the brim. I know that your goodness and love will be with me all my life, and your office will be my office as long as I live.
And lastly, we have the 23rd Psalm of TV. The TV is my shepherd, I shall not want. It makes me lie down on the sofa. It leads me away from the faith, it destroys my soul. It leads me to the path of sex and violence for the advertiser's sake. Yea, though I walk through the shadow of Christian responsibilities, there'll be no interruption, for TV is with me. Its cable and remote control, they comfort me. It prepares a commercial for me in the presence of my worldliness. It anoints my head with humanism and commercialism, and my coveting runneth over. Surely laziness and ignorance shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house watching TV forever. I'm reminded of an occasion when another minister found himself at a party at which everyone was suddenly asked if they would do a party piece. He didn't know what to do. The person before him was an actor who perfectly recited Psalm 23. The minister thought that he would just read the psalm. When he finished reading, there was a reverent silence, and the actor said, "I know the psalm, but clearly you know the shepherd." Well, I hope you all know Psalm 23 a little better than you did just half an hour ago. And more than that, I hope you come to know the Good Shepherd, if you don't already. Remember that he already is, always has been, and always will be our shepherd. The last book of the Bible says near the end of it, "The Lamb in the midst of the throne will be their shepherd, and he will guide them to springs of living water, and God will wipe away every tear from their eyes." Anyway, speaking of eternity, our time has run out for tonight. So I wish you well till next week. Tune in again to 3TFM. And I leave you, as the climax to tonight's programme, with a brand new version of Psalm 23. This is so new, it has never ever been sung before. Not even the singer has sung it anywhere else. So here is the very first hearing from Patricia Noble, her Psalm 23 version.
Green, he leadeth me, the choir.
roots.